67, and it's Wednesday. It's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist and Strand Urgent Care. Every week we talk with Dr. Brian Adler. Today, Dr. J. Vance Vandegrift. And today, we're going to be talking about irritable bowel syndrome, some new information about that. Good morning, Dr. Vandegrift.
Good morning.
Starting off with this, I know a little bit about this, not a lot about it, but IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, you're talking about abdominal pain, you're talking a lot about diarrhea, that kind of thing, and that's no fun for anybody at any age or at any point in their life. And my question to start off with this is, what is the cause of this? Is this something that, is it like a bacterial thing that we get, or does it have to do with our diet, or what?
We don't know. There's thought that there are multiple factors. Sometimes it is infections that cause this. Sometimes it may be genetics. Could be a food sensitivity. Could be just a poor bowel motility. So there really isn't sure what is the exact cause. But you can have diarrhea predominant IBS. You can have constipation predominant IBS. Some people have both. A mixed form where you have both constipation and diarrhea.
That's odd. Everybody's had that at some point. Everybody's had, for whatever reason, been to make out the flu or any kind of bug like that in the stomach where they've had some diarrhea. I guess it just lasts longer when you might go see the doctor and say, hey, I think I've got something more than just a stomach bug.
Exactly. It's something that continues, that could last for off and on. It's the off and on. So when you have an illness, an infection, it's going to be there for a few days and it'll go away and you're done with it. If you're very unlucky, you may get it again, but it doesn't continue to be a problem. And people that suffer with IBS, they're off and on always having problems. And pretty much anything that lasts more than 3 months is considered a chronic medical condition. So this is something that would have these recurrent attacks with bloating, abdominal pain, cramping pains, sometimes diarrhea, sometimes nausea, sometimes constipation. Generally, you're not going to see vomiting with it. You shouldn't have fevers with it. That would indicate an infectious cause.
It's with all these different causes that could be, is it difficult for you to diagnose this?
Yeah, it's kind of a diagnosis of exclusion. So you want to look at other reasons and sort of rule out those other conditions. If you're at age that you might need a colonoscopy, definitely want to make sure that you've had a colonoscopy, ruling out colon cancer. Inflammatory bowel diseases like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis can give you similar symptoms, and that can be diagnosed with a colonoscopy as well. Sometimes we'll check for celiac disease, gluten insensitivity, lactose intolerance. You want to make sure there's not an infection, a parasite, or some sort of bacterial infection that's going on. So sort of once you've had that million-dollar workup, then when it doesn't find anything, you're kind of left, oh, well, it must be IBS.
Okay. I see. So there's not really a test you can do.
No, unfortunately.
All right. So that different causes, how do you treat them? I guess it depends on the cause.
It does depend on the cause. And really, the key for IBS is fiber. So the studies show that fiber is the best a good diet. So there's a specific diet that your listeners can look up that has shown to be helpful for treating up to 70% of patients with IBS. Fiber doesn't get absorbed, and so that's something just can help with good bowel health, keeping the water in the stool so they don't get hard, firming up the loose stools so it's not so loose. And then there's specific medications that can be used. Sometimes we'll use a medicine that can help with the cramping pains. Bentyl is one of those medicines. Sometimes there's newer medicines that are prescription, like Amitiza and Linzess, that help the constipation portion. And then there's a new medicine specifically for the diarrhea predominant IBS patient. So, you know, we want to try the non-prescription options first. Mm-hmm. Some people have shown some benefit with probiotics, the fiber, the diet, and stress reducing, because we know that stress can be a trigger for this. And so there's some studies that show antidepressants may be helpful in IBS as well.
That could certainly be a link. So last question, with all these different things, and you treat these symptoms and it goes away, it sounds like there's a good chance it's something that could occur again over your lifetime.
Yeah, this is a chronic medical condition, and so you want to continue to eat healthy, and we talk a lot about the importance of diet and exercise and our overall health, and I think we oftentimes don't see the immediate benefits in other conditions, but bowel health is highly related to diet, and so if you get rid of the processed foods and the junk foods, then you're going to have better bowel health. And so diet is the key. Fiber isn't going to hurt a thing because it doesn't get absorbed. And then if those conservative treatments aren't helping, talk to your doctor about prescription medications that may help.
And folks, remember, if you don't have a healthcare provider, you can always call Strand Urgent Care. They're located in Myrtle Beach, just over the Intercoastal Waterway Bridge on International Drive.